He is the lovable in front of the program, Jordan Tamayama. Jordan, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm all right. A little disappointed Flames aren't in anymore, but they just took off the tarp of my pool in my building, so it's not all bad. But, yeah, a little disappointed last night's result, but, yeah, the pool's open soon, so that's good.
So you're going to the pool tonight? Is that what you're doing?
No, it's not AHS approved yet. That's what the pool guy told me today. So no cannonballs today, but maybe next week if the sun's out. But.
Sun's out, guns out, Jordan. That's your motto, and love it, buddy. Yes, I think many people are feeling the same way you are today. But as you said, the sun is out for you. The pool is soon to be open, so certainly not all bad right now, except for, you know, maybe your sports fandom. Just curious your thought on the game that will decide potentially who the Oilers face in the Western Conference Final. Let's begin our best bets with you, Jordan Tamayama, every Friday here on the Big Show. Avalanche and Blues, and we'll get to the game result in a second, but you got a player prop first with Blues forward Jordan Kyrou.
Yeah, I'm going over 2.5 shots. It's really good value at +110. So if you bet $20, you win about 25 or double your money. He has at least 2 shots on goal in 4 of the last 5 games. And in 3 of those games, he had 3 shots. And he's one of their better offensive players. And he does see some second power play unit time. So if they get to the second unit, then he has a lot of chances to get shots on goal. And yeah, that's why I'm going with him.
Meanwhile, it is Game 6. Avalanche have another chance to eliminate the Blues. Are you putting your money on the series to end tonight, or are you putting your money on the fact that we'll see a Game 7?
I'm going Avs to win in regulation at -120. The odds for them to just win is like -160, and not the greatest value. So I'm just going with good value for probably one of the most dynamic teams still left in the tournament, and I want to see McKinnon versus McDavid, so I hope the Avs finish them off tonight. And I still can't believe they wasted McKinnon's goal, which I still think is probably the goal of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It was just he just decided that he was going to score, and he did. But the Blues came back. But I really want to see McKinnon versus McDavid, so I'm going to Avs to win in regulation at -120.
Yeah, Sandra, I feel like Avalanche and Oilers would be kind of must-see TV.
Oh, goodness. Can you imagine that end-to-end
a
action?
A little bit of speed in that series?
A little bit.
The over-under may be at like 8.5 with Kemper and Mike Smith. But, if you want to see goals, that would be the series I think everyone wants to see.
Meanwhile, in basketball, Heat and Celtics, you've got some lines you're watching there, sir.
Yeah, I'm going the Heat at +8.5. I think that's just a huge number for an Eastern Conference final game. I know the Heat are really banged up. I think there was like a video of them all walking off the bus, and I think it was like one player, which was like a bench guy, wasn't limping. So I know they're banged up, but I'll go with what they call like hashtag Heat culture. And I think they'll be able to hang with the Celtics. They're 11-4 in their last 15 games when they play the Celtics in Boston. And they've had pretty good success when they have been on the road. At the Boston Garden, they're 4-2 straight up. So every game it seems like someone's not playing, but I'll just go at least keep it tight. And then they get a chance to probably get swept by the Warriors, either the Heat or the Celtics. But I'll go Heat +8.5 and -110.
Does it feel like it's the NBA Finals? So it's the Warriors to lose? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's just it's crazy that they're deep. They got Steph Curry, probably top 5 guy in the NBA, and their second or third option sometimes is Klay Thompson. He's lights out from 3. So the Warriors took a 1-year hiatus, and now they're back, and they're probably going to win. But I hope it's a close finals, but if not, both of the Celtics and Heat aren't that healthy, then they're in a lot of trouble when they have to go to San Francisco to play the Warriors.
Just from a personal story success, and I've seen this a lot on social media, this playoff run, how awesome is it to see Klay Thompson back at the level he's at, knowing everything he's gone through?
Yeah, he's one of the most likable character guys in the NBA for ACL and then Achilles. It's just brutal because he was like, I think, what did he have, like 61 points one game? He took like 8 dribbles or something. Like, he was so good back then. And like, I know he's obviously a little more limited now, but every time he shoots, I still think it's going in. And just his personality and his dog Roscoe and stuff, like, he just worked so hard to come back, and now he's finally rewarded. And they're a hard team not to like. Maybe some people don't like Draymond, but with Steph and Clay, they're one of the most dynamic duos, probably in NBA history. Two of the best shooters, I think. So
no doubt.
It's awesome to see him back, and they can get another championship. It kind of cements, I think they already had a place in NBA history, but it kind of cements as one of the best teams in probably NBA dynasties, NBA history. And Steve Kerr is I think I saw a stat, he hasn't lost a Western Conference series since he took over. So he lost NBA finals, but he hasn't lost like going into the finals. So it just shows what a culture can do, and when you build talent around two or three of your best players.
He is Jordan Tomiyama. He joins us every single Friday for his best bets. He has the Heat plus 8.5. He's got the Avalanche to win in regulation, and Jordan Kyrou over 2.5 shots tonight in the game for the St. Louis Blues. What about Jays and Angels? The offensive bat are coming alive for the Jays. So are you jumping on board?
Yeah, I'm going Vladdy Jr. at plus 1.5 total bases, plus 100. He's had two homers in 2 straight games. I'm just going to ride the hot hand, and maybe a change of scenery. The LA weather has been better for Vladdy and the Jays bats as a whole. And I'll go with him at plus 100. Just a reminder that walks, they don't count as a total base. And if you do, if you are betting on the game itself, the Jays are minus 120, and they have Alek Manoah on the mound, who is coming off a really good game. So either Vladdy plus 100 over 1.5 total bases, or the money line with Manoah on the mound.
You just knew that Vladdy going back to where his dad was a superstar forever it's going to be a good thing. I mean, it's a change of scenery, and where my dad was a star forever, I'll be just fine. Sandra, go ahead, sorry.
I was going to say, that first homer that Vladdy hit two games ago, like, he just destroyed that. And, like, that probably felt just amazing, just everything that's been happening. But it's still a show every time he goes to the plate.
And you said the money line's good value with Manoah?
Yeah, minus 120. So pretty much you get your money back. I still think he should have stayed in the game the last time he was out, but I think he's probably, other than maybe Gausman, he's been their best pitcher. So if you're getting that value with him, then you got to run with it.
All right, Sandra.
Okay, the time is now, Jordan.
She's been talking this up all day, Jordan. You got a lot of pressure, and so now you're in the hot seat. Sandra's putting you on the hot seat.
Yeah, it's the Champions League final tomorrow. This is one of those marquee events, I think, for all soccer lovers and maybe for just casual followers of the sport. But Liverpool versus Real Madrid, what do you got, bud?
I'm going with Liverpool because they have not lost in 18 straight games.
Yeah.
And 14 wins, 9 clean sheets. And they have one of the best players in the world in Mohamed Salah. Yeah, he's tied for first in the league scoring with 23 goals. So, and everything that I read today was they go Liverpool and you're getting plus 100 at full time. So if you do bet on that and win, they have to win in the 90 minutes plus extra time. They can't win in a shootout or penalties. So
right.
And then also Salah to score. He's at plus 120 to score. So if you want to add that on to. Obviously a huge game, and I was kind of surprised that the odds, they're pretty even with, but more so favoring Liverpool, but I'll just go with the team that hasn't lost in quite a long time.
Now, for goal scorers, do they list anything for Karim Benzema by chance for Real Madrid?
Let me check.
Because that's my wild card, I think, with this game, because he has been scoring at a ridiculous pace. A little bit of an older guy in terms of just, listen, 33, 34 is not old. But again, we start talking about sports and everybody thinks that's old. But he's scoring at a ridiculous pace. And to me, he's actually the wild card tomorrow.
Yeah, he's the second. He has the second best odds, plus 130. So it's pretty clear that it's either Salah or Benzema. Yeah, sorry, but it's almost, yeah, it's very similar to Salah. So, and then, yeah, that's those are the two top scorers according to Bet365.
Interesting. Okay, well, that's a different way than I would go, personally. But listen, I know we've got a lot of Liverpool listeners. They're going to like this. And momentum is one thing. It's just I can't take away historically what Real Madrid has done. So that's just my way of looking at it. But everyone's different, I guess.
So where are you leaning?
I'm going to bet a little. I'm not a huge gambler by any means. Yeah, I dabble like a couple bucks here or there. But I think for me, it's Real Madrid. Of course, that means I'm going to be wrong because I never bet anything right. But I'm just going by history. But like you said, Liverpool, just an incredible run, winning trophies left, right, and center. Mm-hmm. Jurgen, he knows his team. And when Mo was on his game, you're probably right, one of those top three strikers in the entire world. So I just think this is going to be a great match. I hope it's not decided by penalties. Just want to see some goal scoring in this one. Let's see some end-to-end in soccer as well. Get the fans on their feet.
Yeah, Real Madrid is +137 to win regardless, so it can go to penalties. And then Liverpool is -175, so not the greatest odds just for them to win regularly, but +137 is not bad. Hmm. And then, so if you want to buy a little money on that, you're probably getting pretty good odds.
Okay, I like it. I'm going to take it.
That means she approves of your hot seat answers, my friend. So.
I appreciate it. I took a deep dive into Champions League soccer. So.
Well, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Got to keep you honest, Jordan.
No, yeah. I probably should bet on something I don't know. Maybe it would be better results than what I actually do. But, I'll be tuned into the Champions League.
Yeah, you two used to be working side by side in the newsroom, and now Jordan doesn't ever step foot in this building. So it's good to see that you guys. It's good that you guys are still, you know, being in touch here.
It's all about camaraderie around here.
Yeah. Exile Island. I was the president there.
Oh. There's actually an update on that. Somehow, it takes a special person to be able to take down an entire row of computers. I have officially done that. I came in earlier this week. None of the computers work. None of them are getting power. So if you're looking for somebody to break something, just give me a call.
Okay, I guess I'm not going back.
So you're not coming in anytime soon.
Yeah, you're not coming back. It's actually just we just made that up. We're like, how can we make sure that Jordan doesn't come back? We're just going to say the computers are broken. So.
That's okay. Maybe a little more pool time.
Oh, there you go.
I can get to the pool quicker.
Yeah, sun's out, guns out, Jordan. That's your motto.
How's your selfie game, Jordan?
Oh, I need a Steinberg to come teach me how to do a correct selfie. So maybe he has a little more time on his hands now. So
maybe he'll give you a selfie stick.
Yeah, he probably has one. In his dungeon.
What a drive-by on Steinberg, undeserved, but it's fine. Okay, Jordan, take care of yourself. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk next week.
You as well, guys. See ya.
Be well.